Okay.
Okay, you're in. Watch yourself in the frame there.
All right, should I do my little pose?
Hello, and welcome to Pints and Pairings. I am Curtis Taylor, also known as Hop It's Ed.
And I'm Jason Hendrick with Everybody's Hungry. Curtis, we have just refilled our glasses, and I am happy.
It was a welcome refill.
It was.
It's amazing what credentials will get you, right?
Boom!
There it is, and yes, we're official right here with our credentials. We are, what do we need to be official about? Well, we are getting backstage treatment here at the Bounty of the County.
Yep.
It's a beer pairing competition here.
It's the first time that the Ventura County Fair, and we want to thank the Ventura County Fair for hosting us tonight, but it's the first time that they're adding beer to this Bounty of the County competition. In the past, it's just been wine and food. Now we're introducing the local breweries from Ventura County into the mix.
Well, and what it really speaks to is the fact that we've got more breweries in order to do this. I mean, I was just thinking to myself, why has it taken so long for this to happen? Oh, yeah, that's right, because when you only have one or two breweries, it's a little tougher to do it.
That's true. But so also, I think that's a great perspective in terms of the consumer movement as well, because now we can really officially say that the county is embracing a more localized and, dare I say, craft brewery spirit. They're really saying, we want people to make beer for us locally.
That is, I just read today actually an article about big beer and their failure to embrace the craft beer movement and how they're failing miserable with their Shock Tops and their Blue Moons. And this is the reason why, is because people love their home teams. And
they do love their home teams.
And if your home team is producing for you, you're not going
to
go. You're not going
to stray. I think to your point, because I was looking at something similar, and even when I was at the store the other day, I was checking out a beer on the shelf that I...
Third Shift?
Not Third Shift. But there was another one that I thought, oh, this is a new beer. And when I started reading the fine print, it was produced by, and it was one of the big three. The sad thing for me is that they're trying to use strictly marketing to drive this movement and to really get back in some kind of good graces with the consumer. And you can't do it that way. You have to truly bring a unique and creative product. You can't just give it a new name and then in the fine print say it's brought to you by some fancy, or, you know, big three brewery with a lot of marketing engine. You have to really give the consumer a quality product that's made in a local spirit.
The newest report I just saw, 3,040 independent small craft breweries.
Wow.
That's the most since 1786 in the United States. It's a $14 billion industry. The craft market is huge. It's something like $100 billion. So, I mean, it is such a tiny...
It's crazy. It's huge, but yet percentage-wise, as we've talked in the past, even Jamil was telling us, percentage-wise, it's still very low. Like, their goal for next year, I think, was 11 or 13% of the market.
Right.
Which, I mean, it's a big percentage nationally, but I like to see that chiseled down.
And historically.
Yeah, and historically, I would like to see that chiseled away even more.
Yeah, and it will. So let's talk about one of our local breweries. This brewery is so brand spanking new that they aren't even open yet as of this moment while we're broadcasting. They've got an open date in a few weeks, I believe.
Yeah, in about 2 to 2.5 weeks. I feel even more validated about our show because we're going to be featuring them tomorrow on July 31st. We've got the inside track on Poseidon Brewing Company, located in Ventura, California. Brian and Vanita, owners, they're doing it right, in my opinion. I've been in that brewery a few times over the course of the construction. They're partnered with a brewer named Reno, who used to work for Figaro Mountain. So there's no slouch in terms of recipes and understanding the brewing cycle. But he's leveraging Brian's homebrew recipes and scaling them. And I just talked to Reno a few minutes ago. He said he's very impressed with Brian's recipes. And for a guy who's been in Figaro Mountain, to say he's impressed by a homebrewer's recipes and in scaling them properly, you can expect good things.
Yeah, so I'm super stoked. We're going to get to taste. He just told me we're going to have 5 new beers to taste tomorrow. Well, I would say 3 new beers because I've had their amber and their tonight their grapefruit, which we have right here. It's an IPA, and it's using grapefruit juice?
Rinds.
The rinds. The grapefruit rinds after the...
I actually got a grocery sack full from the brewery after they zested them, and I literally only got like a third of what they zested. So there's a lot of grapefruit rind in there. It's local grapefruit to Ventura County. again, trying to showcase those great local products and how it can influence another great local product.
And if you think of the Stochasticity one, whatever the stone project was.
Yeah, that thing with the hidden stone logo.
Right, with the grapefruit in it. That is what this beer reminds me of. And this beer is so young that it came out of the... It was just finished fermenting a couple days ago. So that is the other thing about the local beer, is that you know that you're getting some of the freshest beer you've ever had.
Most definitely.
And unless you're homebrewing, you would never get it this fresh.
You wouldn't. And that's one of the things that I know they're striving for, is that quality, fresh perspective. When people come into their tasting room, they want them to know that beer is as highest quality as possible coming right off the tap.
Absolutely.
But so, they're also paired with another favorite of ours.
Oh, definitely. So let's talk about the...
And we're kind of biased. So just disclaimer, hashtag, right, and asterisk, anything you want to use to define fine print, this is one of our favorites.
Well, and we have a fairly sophisticated palate, I'd like to think, anyway.
Improving at minimum.
If we didn't care for these, we wouldn't gush over it. And we're certainly gushing. Barrel House 101. Jason, explain what we have, because I'm looking at what looks like a piece of sausage.
And I have to disclose the fact that I got a pre-sampling of this yesterday. I was at Barrel House 101. I know the individuals that work there well enough, and the owner, based on our affiliation with the show, that they said, hey, check out what we're going to be providing at the Bounty of the County. They brought out this plate with this beautiful little piece of sweet potato.
Ooh.
Some mixed microgreens, including some, like, I think they're radish greens, radish microgreens. They add a little bit of spice and pepper. Mm-hmm. Topped with some passion fruit and a teriyaki glazed langostino tail. Now, that may not sound like it works well initially, but what's great about the way it partners with the beer is you're getting a few different layers of flavor. You're getting some sweet umami richness from the teriyaki glaze and the langostino, like a butteriness from the langostino. You're getting some herbaceous, spicy notes from the mixed microgreens and a little bit of radish in there. And then that zesty, sour, fruity pop from the passion fruit.
Mm-hmm. Explain to me what the langostino...
The langostino is it's like a mini lobster. It's in the crayfish family, actually. So you see a lot of places, especially like chain Mexican restaurants, that'll talk about lobster tacos or langostino tacos. It's more driven towards a crayfish tail because it's smaller, it's concentrated flavor, but it does elicit that lobster seafoody kind of mix, and it creates this really cool brininess and a really rich flavor that goes wonderfully with the other components that are on the plate.
So I'd forgotten that there was sweet potato, and as I bit into it, what looked to me to be like a sausage, it's... The sweet potato is wrapped.
Yeah, she did little sweet potato medallions. So she took some fingerling-style sweet potatoes and just sliced those into little rounds, basically.
I see. As I was eating through it, I thought, did they make a sweet potato sausage? I mean, did they just stuff a sausage skin full of sweet potato? I think that might work, too. But the spice is coming from the radishes. Or was there a spice that was added into...
No, I think the spice is really just from those microgreens. There's something. Okay. I would like to ask Chef Mandy from Barrel House 101 what the mix is on those microgreens. But like that one right there you're looking at, when you bite into that, just the shoot, you can taste that little peppery pop, that little spice, mm-hmm. and a really intense green component.
Yeah, that's where the spice is. I got teriyaki all over my face, but...
That just means it's good.
So between the two, I had some beer, I've tasted this, I'm going to go back to the beer. What I'm really looking forward to is the blending of the passion fruit and mm-hmm. the grapefruit flavors.
Yeah, and we had this beer in our pre-show, in our opening, so we know what it tastes like without the food pairing. I think the grapefruit is a little more subdued by itself, but when you have it with this dish, it's really intensified. The spicy herbaceous notes of the microgreens and that sweet soury combination of the passion fruit really punches up that grapefruit component, and I love it. Because the beer, I don't want the beer to be grapefruit. I don't want it to be overpowering. It's just a little hint of the zesting, but when you match it with this dish, you realize what the underlying note is.
And the sweet potato does exactly what it's supposed to. So, you know, the spice is there. The heat is there. The sweet potato kind of coats over the top of that, protects you from, I mean, not that there's a lot of heat, but if you're sensitive to that kind of thing, the sweet potato helps to back everything away. And then the sweet potato, just because of its nature, also helps to, I don't know, bring the bitterness of the IPA down just a little bit, and helps the grapefruity flavors shine through too.
Most definitely. I think that's a great way to describe it. And kudos to Chef Mandy and the Poseidon team and their collaboration, because as we talk so often, when you look at a beer and food pairing, sometimes you want it to resonate, sometimes you want it to contrast, other times you want one ingredient on either side to heighten something else. Mm-hmm. And what's fun about this pairing is I think it does a little bit of all those.
It certainly does. It's one of the best kinds of pairings that hits all of those marks the whole way through. And it changes over time. So as your palate gets a little fatigued by Lilikoi, then you've got the grapefruit coming in. As you're maybe fatigued by some of the grapefruit bitterness, then you've got the sweet potato to kind of help bring that back too. So whether you're drinking beer and eating this or eating and drinking beer, you're getting a different experience either way.
I think it's going to be interesting to see this beer, again, by itself when we do our Poseidon feature tomorrow. Because right now, as the beer's warming up, it's even moving into a little more of a ruby red grapefruit as opposed to a yellow grapefruit. And again, having secured some of those after zesting, I know they were yellow grapefruit. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a little more citric, a little more sour, a little more bitter. But as that warms up, that little bit of malt that is keeping the sweetness in check, especially in relation to the sweet potato of the dish, is starting to create a more ruby red grapefruit note for me.
Yeah. I think we should call it quits right there. I think
because we got to get over to the Saloon Barbecue and Surf Brewery before they run out of samples. That way we can make sure we hit all the competitors tonight.
Absolutely. So, you know, let's close out the show, and I'll just remind everyone listening, watching us, to eat, drink, and be hoppy.
We'll see you at the next pour.
Cheers.